This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part three of the final message in the series called When God Convicts, taken from seven psalms out of the book of Psalms that are identified as penitential psalms, psalms that reflect conviction of sin, remorse, and guilt, and all the stuff that goes with that. It's in the psalm we study this week, Psalm 143, that actually the Apostle Paul draws from when writing his most famous letter, the book of Romans, from the third chapter, the 20th verse. Listen as we quote those verses in terms of their connection with Psalm 143, the last word about forgiveness this week. When David says in verse 2, "Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you." I didn't do this in the first service. Milt, I hope we can do it in this service. The Apostle Paul was drawing from Psalm 143 when he wrote the book of Romans. I'm really convinced of that. In fact, in Romans 3, "Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. And now we have a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is from God through faith in Jesus Christ." Do you know what Paul was saying? There's nothing you can do that declares you or me righteous before God. There's nothing, absolutely nothing. That's what I want you to go home with. There's nothing you can do. So get it out of your mind that somehow you are going to atone for your sin or I'm going to atone for my sin. It's not going to happen. There's a righteousness from God that comes to all through Jesus Christ our Lord. It comes through faith in him. And that's why Paul pulled from this psalm when he wrote the book of Romans. Look at verse 7, back to 143. "Answer me quickly, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit." He's talking about dying. I really think he was facing death in his mind. Have you ever been around somebody in your life, maybe an elderly relative who said, "This is it, I'm dying"? And they didn't know for sure if they were dying, but they felt like they were dying. David felt like he was dying. And he says, "Lord, I'm about to go to the pit," which was a figurative expression. I'm about to check out. I'm about to die. Then verse 8, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go. For to you I lift up my soul." The word "way" in the Hebrew is the word Derek. Some of you know somebody named Derek. It may be a name that somebody has here today, D-E-R-E-K. We talk about an oil derrick. It's a channel of oil going through it. "Show me the derrick" is the word that David was using. Show me your way. When's the last time that any man or woman in this room said, "Lord, show me the way to go in my job situation"? You know, there are a lot of Christian people, and I don't say it sarcastically at all, who could not think of it the last time they've ever asked the Lord, "Show me the way." When's the last time you said, "Lord, show us the way in our marriage"? A lot of people say, "I've never done that." "Lord, show me the way in dealing with my son or my daughter or my parents in the situation we're dealing with." And not many people can say, "I've done that." And yet David said, "Lord, show me the way to go." It may be one of the most dramatic moments in your life for somebody today to say, "Lord, show me the way I should go. For to you I lift up my soul."
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we'll explain what we mean by that phrase, "To you I lift up my soul." It's an expression of intimacy between David and God the Father. You need to know about what that means in your life in terms of what you and I lift up our souls to. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.